Taming the Shrew in Me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in California, with the Absolute Philosopher, Taming the Shrew in Me. In all of us, we have some offensive ideas going on occasionally, and the shrew is an offensive term. And when you tame the shrew in yourself, you are taming that attitude within you that wants to say, you've got to do these things, you've got to do those things, you've got to listen. And whenever you say that, you're in trouble. Think about how much trouble you're in when you listen to the shrew in you. We all listen to the shrew all too often in ourselves. We listen to that little voice in ourself. It's a very nagging, very unkind, unhappy little voice that says, you're bad, you're naughty, this is not good, or let's go do this terrible thing, let's go do that terrible thing. Let's drive above the speed limit. Let's not pay attention to the other drivers on the road. Let's just think that we're number one and we're better than anybody else and we're going to do whatever we want to do. And you go into the store and the clerk is waiting on somebody else and you say, hey, wait on me. I'm more important than anybody else. That's an attitude we have. That's a shrew attitude we have. It's an attitude we have that we think that we are better than anybody else. If we just don't walk into the store, and as we walk in the store, say, this is my perfect day. Every clerk is eager to serve me instantly when I walk into the store. When I drive out to the store, the first thing I do, I have a good parking place to park. And it's right at the entrance to the store. I don't have to walk more than a couple feet. And you say to yourself, everything is in divine order. But the shrew in you says, oh, there's not going to be a parking place. Oh, there's not going to be a parking place. Oh, there's not going to be a parking place. This is a busy day. It's right in the middle of the afternoon. It's right in the middle of the busy, busy time. Oh, this is a busy day, and it's not going to be. And then there's no parking place. You park way out on the end of the field, way out on the end of the parking lot. And then you go in the store, and it's a busy, bustling store, and everybody's running around busy, busy, busy. And you think to yourself, my God, am I ever going to get waited on? Is anybody going to have time for me? Is it going to work? And, of course, you stand and you wait and you wait and you wait. And then you buy some merchandise, you purchase it, and you think, okay, I got what I wanted. Oh, no, no, no. It's not the right color. They put the wrong color back in the box. It said the right color. The color said it was a fuchsia skirt that I was buying for my wife, and it's one that she wanted so much, and it's a red skirt. It's red. And somebody put the skirt in the wrong box. And, oh, dear, I got to go back in the store and change that. And so you go back in the store, and you're busy. Everybody's busy. Sorry, we can't. Stand in line. We'll get to you. But those are the talks of the little shrew inside of you. The shrew that says everything does not work out in perfect divine order. The shrew that says you are the least important person in the world. The shrew that says you're number end on the list. You're not number beginning. The shrew that says life is not all that much fun. Oh, dear, I guess it's another one of those days, another one of those terrible days where things are just not working out right for me at all. We listen to that shrew, and we empower that shrew, and that shrew talks to us again and again and again. We're creating our own environment. We're creating our own experience by listening to that shrew within us. The shrew is a very offensive term, and it means that being inside of us that wants to tell us that we're not perfect, that everything isn't in divine order, that everything doesn't function perfectly for us. Everywhere we go, it's not over and above anybody else, it's for us. We're number one, not because we're better than anybody else, but because we are number one. we walk into the store, and it just happens that everybody is finished being waited on, and the clerk comes up to us and says, "May I help you?" Instantly, right away, not 5, 10 minutes, not any time at all, right away, because we spoke our word that we now are waiting on this, that we do not have the shrew inside of us saying, "Oh, you're going to have to wait. It's a busy day. Oh, you're going to have to wait." And when our kids come home, and say, "Mom, I got my report card." And Mom says, listening to the shrew within her, "Well, did you get all good grades?" "Oh, Mom." "And did you get good grades?" "Mom, cut it out." And then the child stomps out of the house and leaves the report card on the table. And you go look at the report card, and it's top grades all the way across. And you say, "Why were they so upset? Why were they so upset and stomping out? And why didn't they just say, 'Mom, I got all good grades'?" "Because I expected them not to have good grades. I expected them not to be A number one students. I expected it, and I got it." Or your husband buys you some flowers, and he comes in the house and he hands them to you and says, "Just because you're you, you're so wonderful." And the thought, the shrew thought, goes through your heart and says, "I wonder what he did wrong. I wonder what he's hiding. I wonder what he's not telling me. I wonder what's going on. I wonder what bad stuff is happening. It has to be something bad, or else he wouldn't bring me flowers. He only brings me flowers when something bad happens." Well, what a terrible way to live a life, isn't it? People do nice things to you only because something bad is happening. That's the shrew inside of us. And we have to learn to tame that shrew and tell that shrew that it has no place in our life. We have to, in fact, teach the shrew some manners. And we say to the shrew, "Every time anything happens in my life, it's good and very good. Anytime any experience takes place in my life, it's a wonderful thing. When my children come in and talk to me, they have good things to say. When my husband brings me flowers, he has something lovely to report later when we're alone. And he wants to tell me, 'Hey, sweetheart, guess what? The boss just gave me a raise.' He doesn't shout it out to the whole family because he doesn't want the family to think that he's not always earning top dollar, that he's not always the best. But he wants his wife to understand it because she and he are working together always positively. If he has to explain this to the whole family and to the children and to everybody, it just loses sort of the cream that it is on top of the cake." We all want to tame that shrew within us. And the shrew may be very active or not too active, but it's there. And we always want to say, "Everything is good and very good. Everything is fantastic. Everything is glorious. Everything is who we are." Now the shrew will come up in you oftentimes, in me oftentimes, and want attention. And we just don't give it to it. The shrew comes up and says, "I wonder what they did wrong." No, come on, they only did things right. I wonder what they did right. I wonder what they did beautiful that they want to tell me all about, share their joy with me, share their happiness. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, when the children run in the house, they want to share their happiness. And sure, they tramp dirt all over and they do things that they forget forgetfulness, but they're so happy and they want to share it with you, they don't think about that. But you train them to think about that too, and that's good. If the shrew in us takes over, we can be sure our life is filled with misery and filled with unhappiness and filled with anxiety. But when we take over, always, as we can and should do and will do, then all of life is beautiful and good and magnificent. All of life is a joyful retreat. It's up to us to say who is in charge of our life, who is in charge of our inner being, our shrew or our divine self. And when I can make my divine self the guide inside of me that governs all of my thinking process, all of my awareness processes, when I can make the divine in me that, then I have tamed the shrew, and I have brought forth the truth about me and about every circumstance that happens in my life, because I am in charge, and I am happily in charge. And I know that being in charge, I can tame the shrew and be the glorious me that I am right now. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.